And he'd tell them all the time that he didn't do it. And he said, I'm going to put a hex on this courthouse. He said, that clock will never work again. And he said, and this tree will die if you hang me. Be damned if it didn't do it. They hung him. The tree died within 2 years. This is where, you know, from what it did die. But this might have just been something that, you know, somebody put on us, you know. And the courthouse, they've had that clock affair in that courthouse fixed a half a dozen times. And it never stays fixed. That's what old folk tells you. I mean, in every part of the country, you're going to run into them, you know.
Yeah.
But he told them, they said, the courthouse clock will never work right again. And this tree will die if you hang me. Yeah. They hung him. And that's, both of the things are turned out to be true, you know, if they were original, you know, where somebody could, you're going to find every kind of, we got a lawman here, used to be, he's an old man now, his name was Earl. That joker can spread some yarns.
I hear them.
Well, he is a card.
Yeah. Now, back in the old times when folks would have a party or something like that, get together.
Shindig.
Somebody might be leaving the party, and you, if a girl was leaving the party, boy might go up to her and say,
escort you home, or something like that.
Okay, or may I, can I, any other thing?
Leaving the party?
Yeah.
Oh, hell, I don't know.
Would, if a boy started spending a lot of time at a girl's house, he'd say he was
courting you?
Yeah. Anything else? She'd call him or
Bo.
And she'd say, I gotta go over and see
him. That was before me, though. Yeah, it was always girlfriend, boyfriend.
Yeah.
Get your leg. Call back.
Now, you'd come in late and Jimmy'd look at your collar and say, you been
smooching, naked.
Naked.
Mm-hmm. Making out.
Maybe if you'd been, you know, really heavy on a girl, and someone might say, boy, old Billy ain't been the same since he's been heartbroken ever since she
quit him, yeah.
Quit him.
Dumped him.
Dumped him. That sort of thing.
Lip.
Would folks ever have
put him down?
Yeah. Billy, would folks ever have sort of thing around here, some sort of get together after the wedding? What would happen after the wedding? Would folks ever have anything?
I don't know. They usually they'd have a dance, you know.
Yeah.
Hold down, man, they'd really get with it. In fact, we used to have hold downs up here. There used to be an old shed set right up here, and boy, they'd have hold downs up there, and them fellas get there with them banjos and old bands.
You remember the things folks would play in their mouth?
Pretty sure.
Okay, or the one that you could pluck on.
I've never seen one of those things in my life. Rubber band or whatever.
No, kind of a spring type thing.
I know what it is.
Juice harp.
Yeah, juice harp. That's what. Yeah. I've never seen one of them that I can recollect. My dad plays a French harp a little bit.
Does he?
Mother plays huge, play guitar pretty good. She can still play one fairly well.
So your family can play.
Well, not really. You know, I mean, not nothing, you know, that they could just strum a tune maybe or something like that, but they can't, nothing, you know.
Do you like?
Really serious about music.
Hmm?
Nothing, you know, really substantial, you know, in the music, you know.
Yeah. What I was talking about was that thing. Maybe folks after a wedding would get together and they'd come over to the bride and groom's house and they'd start shooting their guns off or something like that. You ever remember that? Ever hear that?